Green Shoots by Jitania. The garden was luscious and green, the product of many happy hours spent tending to the soil and individual needs of the plants. If one didn't look too closely, it was the perfect garden, well tended to and with no extra upkeep required. Upon approaching a bed of flowers or a stout tree, however, the problems became obvious. There were hungry vines wrapped around delicate stems, persistent weeds surrounding and obscuring thick roots. The picture painted was that of a garden that had once been loved and cared for, now bereft of its caretaker. Helga sat on the long fallen log that had been carved into a seat and gazed around. This had been her happy place at one time, a place where she could lose herself in the same activities again and again, weeding and planting and watering and caring for something that never demanded it. It was a place of memories now, the lifeless brown corner in amongst the greenery, a reminder of what would happen if she attempted to care for her beloved garden. A deep, racking cough tore her attention away from old happiness, and Helga jumped up to attend to her charge. Her uncle's room had a window looking out onto the garden, and she hurried through the short corridor to enter it. He was lying on his bed, jerking with the strength of his coughs as he tried to regain control of his body. Charles had once been a lively fellow who had no problems shoulder-checking someone he deemed pathetic or stupid to the ground as he passed. Now, he was confined to his bed unless someone helped him, and his cruelness was confined to his eyes, voice, and magic.
"What took you so damn long?"
he croaked after his coughing fit had subsided, and Helga was easing him up so she could fluff his pillows and give him more support.
"I was out in the garden, Uncle," Helga replied softly, already knowing what his response would be.
He snarled and spat out a glob of phlegm in her direction.
"The garden again! Always the garden! Didn't I say not to bother with that stupid place? You need to be here, ready and waiting. I could have died in the time you took plodding in from the garden."
Helga said nothing. She merely passed over a cup of water for her uncle to drink from and rearranged his blankets. He had done more than tell her not to go out into the garden. He had made it so that if she so much as touched a petal, that plant and the soil it lived in died. Her gardening had been her only solace when she had come to live with him after her parents had died, and he had taken it away from her. Her uncle thrust the cup back at her and shooed her away.
"Get out of here, you stupid girl! Don't you have dinner to make?"
After placing the cup on the bedside table, Helga made her way out of the bedroom. She padded to the kitchen and stood there, considering. It would be very easy. No one would care very much, and her garden was crying out for attention. Still considering, she flicked her wand at the hearth to light a fire and set a pot half-filled with water hanging above the flames. As she chopped and added vegetables to the stew, her thoughts continued to swirl around until she was reaching for the small jar of belladonna June had given her a few weeks ago, with a giggle. June had intended for Helga to use it in the way that she did, to make her eyes shiny and more attractive, but Helga had no use for shiny eyes. Still not entirely sure she was doing this, Helga held the small jar over the pot and stared at it. Another racking cough from the nearby room, followed by several curses, non-magical in nature, made up her mind, and the vial slowly tipped over, glittering liquid streaming out into the pot of stew. The pot bubbled away happily over the open fire as Helga watched it. She sat in a small clearing a little ways off the path and wondered where she would go next. It wasn't like she had anywhere in particular she needed or wanted to go. She lived a wanderer's life now. Helga was free from her prison and even more chained than before. Her uncle, curse his black heart, had made sure he'd had the last word. He must have known there was a possibility of Helga killing him, and he'd worked a little trigger into his curse on her. She wasn't free from it, like she'd thought she might be upon his death. Instead, it wound itself around her tighter, and now it wasn't just plants that died with her touch. From the direction of the road, there came a slight sigh, as though someone had stopped and stretched out before slumping back down. Following a few seconds after that, footsteps made their way to her small camp, and a dark-skinned, though lighter than hers, man came through the trees. He stopped a few feet away as Helga watched him warily.
"Do you mind sharing your fire?"
he asked, hands spread out in front of him to show he was unarmed, and smiling a little. Helga shrugged and gestured for him to join her.
"Fire's fire. It will be shared if it wants to be."
She didn't have anything to fear from this man. She didn't have anything to fear from any man, or anyone. Her uncle's curse was a blessing in that way, though only when attention was undesired. It had been too long since she'd hugged someone or brushed her fingers over a leaf.
"Thank you," the man said. "I'm Salazar."
He introduced himself cheerfully as he settled himself down and rummaged in his traveling pack.
"Care for some blackberries? I found a whole clearing of them this morning, and there's still some left."
Helga knew this dance of easy trading that strangers fell into when they camped together. She nodded in agreement and crooked her finger to gather up a few of the offered berries and fly them over to her, noticing that the only reaction to the magic was a raised eyebrow and a slight uptick of the mouth. In return, she motioned to the pot simmering away in front of her.
"Stew's almost ready. Help yourself."
"Everything I touch dies," Helga hissed at Salazar quietly. "You can't be thinking that this is a good idea. Sooner or later, they'll be dead, just like you should have been ages ago."
Salazar crossed his arms and glanced over at the two people sitting at the table near the back of the tavern.
"You haven't killed me yet, as you so rightly pointed out, and I've been traveling with you for years at this point. Besides, curses can be broken, and maybe they can help us with that."
"Oh, sure. Let's work with two complete strangers on breaking a curse we don't even know."
Helga threw up her arms in frustration, careful not to accidentally brush against Salazar as she did so.
"We know your curse, Helga. You've had it for years. You know its limits."
"Do I, Salazar? Before I killed everything, I just killed plants. What if it changes again?"
His arms twitched in the way that meant he wanted to grasp her shoulders, but knew he couldn't if he wanted to stay alive.
"It changed because your uncle died. Unless he's going to miraculously come back to life and die again, your curse is staying the same."
Helga glared at him.
"He didn't just die, Salazar. I killed him, like I kill everything."
"Helga,"
Salazar groaned as he ran his hands down his face.
"Trust me on this, just for a little bit. If you still don't like it after a few weeks, we'll split up again. I think this could be good for us. Besides," he added with a little smirk as he saw her wavering, "it wasn't the curse that killed your uncle. That was all you and a little bit of Belladonna."
"I hate you,"
she growled, before gently buffeting him a little to the side with her magic and stalking back to the table. He watched her go with a small smile.
"Love you too," he called after her.
The garden was vibrant with life as Helga went from plot to plot, humming as she tended to each plant. There were times she missed being able to kneel down and dig in the soil with her hands, but most of the time, the way her magic reacted and responded to her wishes was just as good as her hands. She couldn't physically pull out the weed that had grown among the mint, but she could twine her magic around it and tug gently so that it would float out and into the basket by her side. She heard him before he entered the garden courtyard and smiled.
"Godric says lunch will be ready soon," Salazar said.
"I'm almost done," she responded as she twined her magic around another weed.
"Want some help?"
he offered, kneeling down beside her on the cushion there for him. Sitting next to each other, their magic entwined as it felt out and removed every weed and undesired plant from the garden. The castle they had built and formed with their friends stood behind them, turrets looking as though they wanted to reach the top of the sky. Salazar had been right, that traveling with Rowena and Godric would be good for them. They hadn't found a way of removing Helga's curse, but they'd alleviated it with their company. Keeping a little barrier of air between them, Helga leant into Salazar's side and watched the basket fill with green shoots that would get a chance of life in the nearby forest. Just like her, they had grown in a place unsuited for them. And, just like her, they would get a chance to find a better place and prosper there.